Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast on this Sunday. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and it's travel day for the Eagles as they leave the NovaCare Complex to much hoopla and arrive in Minneapolis for Super Bowl 52. Let's begin the podcast with some conversation from Eagles president Don Smolinski about the enormity of this task, Don, moving an entire organization from Philadelphia to Minneapolis. What's it been like?
Yeah, I think I was talking with my wife this week, and I told her part of us is no longer a football team. We're a travel agency, but it's been a lot of work. It's been some long nights, a lot of coffee, but it's also been a lot of fun.
How large is the travel party? What are the challenges?
I think all told, we're in excess of about 2,000 people that will be moving over the course of the week, obviously to and from, and entertaining throughout the weekend. So it's a lot.
And Minneapolis, easy to work with in that kind of environment because it's the first time in the modern day, I guess, there's been a Super Bowl there with the new stadium.
Yeah, I think, you know, the city's ready. And I think the location of the hotels has got us in a central location. Moving around, you know, it's going to be cold. Everybody's going to embrace the bold north, and we'll just have a real nice week.
For Eagles fans going out there, suggestions on how to do Eagles-related things. Where do they find information?
So I believe the NFL Experience is at the Convention Center. There'll be a pep rally downtown at Saturday around 12:30. I think it's in Nicolet Plaza, I believe it's called, if I have the right name, but it's 12:30. Actually, I think it's 12 to 1:30, but we'll have stuff posted on our website, I'm sure, and on our social channels to get that out to everybody. But we'll be outside. Jeffrey will be there on Saturday, and we'll kick the weekend off.
Don, what was Sunday like for you with the crowd? Just the amazing amount of passion that Philadelphia Eagles fans showed.
You know, I was fortunate enough to be in a similar setting back in 2004. And this time when I walked out onto the field, I definitely stopped and I enjoyed the moment just a little bit longer to listen to the fans and the applause and watch the euphoria on everyone. And it was really a special moment.
You know, the national media kind of played it a little differently. And I actually take exception to some of the portrayals of Eagles fans. I know that there were some misbehavior. You're going to get that everywhere. But how did you think the city reacted in general?
I thought the city's reaction was very positive. I think people were happy. You know, I think the game itself that evening, the people, the fans, they were ready to go. They were excited. And I think they just carried that excitement over, you know, to the post-game celebration.
Is the Super Bowl fun, Don?
The Super Bowl is fun. It's an amazing showcase. It's an unbelievable culmination to the season, and just thrilled we're a part of it.
Do you have any sense at all that the stadium will be more pro-Eagles rather than pro-Patriots?
I don't, but I hope there's a lot of green in there.
Don, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm here with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick. Guys, a lot of pomp and circumstance today. I guess it never gets old. I mean, this is awesome. Pep band here, the cheerleaders are here, there's fans here. Merrill, your thoughts?
Well, we're not the New England Patriots. For them, maybe it gets old. For me, it's three times in 41 years. So how could it get old?
It's tremendous. It's wonderful to see this team, the way this team started out, the way this team had resilience throughout the season, and the way this team won the NFC Championship game resoundingly over the Vikings gives us all a lot of high hopes.
Mike, your sense of what this week has been like for the players?
Well, I just think it's been just tremendous for everybody, not just the players, but the entire city, entire Delaware Valley. There's so much love for this team and for what they've done this year in particular. This has been one of those miracle seasons, and, you know, Merle mentioned all the things that they've gone through. And I really, if I can tag this season, I would say that against all odds. Because all the odds that were stacked against this team, they've been able to overcome all of that stuff to now we're ready to travel to Minnesota to play in Super Bowl 52.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better.
Merrill, your early thoughts, you're a week away from the game. What do you think about this game?
I feel good about it. I really do. I don't care about what the odds makers say or what the national opinion is. This is a team that just refuses to quit. This is a team that believes in itself. It's a bunch of players that don't care about their personal statistics. They care about how this team performs. It's the best congregation of people I've ever seen.
The matchups, Mike, tell me about the match. As you're thinking about this right now, where do they match up well with New England?
I just think it's a battle of the trenches. As much as we like to see the skilled guys do what they do, it's a matter of affecting their quarterback, and I think that's where the Eagles, in the matchups, that's where there's a favor. And this defensive line, getting into Brady's face, and even in the run game, I think there's a lot of places where this team will be able to make hay in the run game. This team is not the New England Patriots that are just world beaters, the best team in football. They have their faults, and I think this team and their smart coaching staff know enough to take advantage of those faults.
To be specific, I think the greatest weakness of the New England Patriots is the interior of their offensive line,
yeah.
And that's one of the greatest strengths of this team. I think that Fletcher Cox and Timmy Jernigan are going to get it up close and personal with Tom Brady.
That's where it'll be won.
Merrill, Mike, we will hear from you all week and certainly next Sunday. Thanks so much. Have a great trip.
Thanks, Dave. It's fun for everybody.
We've got more to get to here inside the practice bubble at the NovaCare Complex. We've got fans here. We've got the pep band. We've got Swoop. We've got the cheerleaders. All right, welcome back. We've got head coach Doug Peterson. Doug, great reception here. Great send-off. Great way to go to Minneapolis.
It's a great way to go to see our fans here on this rainy day. Send us off to Minneapolis. We're excited, obviously, to get out there and go back to work.
How has the week been for this football team?
You know, it's been a business week, quite honestly. Guys are in a great frame of mind. Worked hard this week, got in some good preparation time, and now we're ready to kind of get out there, get settled in, and continue with the work.
How are you feeling about this team, Doug, going into this final week of preparation for the last game of the year?
You know, everything comes down to this last week. You know, as coaches, we got to make sure that our players, and myself included, we got to make sure, you know, that we are extremely prepared. Obviously, we're going against a great opponent, as you know. And it's basically just fine-tuning what we've done already previously and keep doing what we're doing, and we'll see what happens next Sunday.
Head coach Doug Peterson, thank you so much. Have a great trip out to Minneapolis.
Thank you.
See you during the week.
Thank you.
Go get him. We got more to get to here. We've got Malcolm Jenkins, Eagles Pro Bowl safety here in the house. Malcolm, not a bad send-off here, right?
No, not at all.
A lot of fun, right?
Oh, yeah, always, man. It's exciting times. Hopefully when we get back to this building, we have an even greater reception.
What has the week been like for you?
It's been cool. It's obviously a lot of things going on. You got tickets, family, requests, all that stuff. But we've been able to get back to the preparation, get in the normal game week, get back on the practice field. So finally excited to now take off, get to the actual site of the game and all that has to come with that.
You've been there before. Explain to fans, what is the week like? It's unlike any other.
Yeah, I mean, there's media from all over the world that's there. You've got fans that are there. You've got your family. And so there's a lot of things pulling and tugging on you. And you want to enjoy the moment. It's the Super Bowl. You've worked super hard to get there. But at the same time, you have to be able to get into a normal routine to prepare for the biggest game of your life. So it's a little bit of a balancing act. But, you know, I think we'll do a good job handling that. So we can find pockets to actually enjoy the moment, but make sure we're getting ready to win the Super Bowl.
New England Patriots. It's Tom Brady, Gronk, all those weapons. How much of a challenge is that offense?
They're, you know, in the top of the league when it comes to offense. Obviously, they got probably the best quarterback to ever do it, and they've got, you know, a ton of weapons for at its disposal. But, yeah, at the end of the day, we feel like we match up well. You know, we believe in our guys. We believe in our front, our ability to match up on the outside, and our linebackers being able to tackle in space. So it's a challenge, but we're ready for it.
Malcolm, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great trip. We'll see you in Minneapolis. Malcolm Jenkins, Eagles Pro Bowl safety. Much more to get to here as we send the Eagles off in style. Fans, cheerleaders, the pep band, Swoop, everybody here to say, go beat the Patriots. All right, joined now by Eagles quarterback Nick Foles. Foles, Foles. Hey, what was it like when you heard the fans doing that last week?
It was crazy. The whole atmosphere of last week was unbelievable. Just the experience with the team, the city, everything about it was just unbelievable. And, you know, we're not done yet. We still got a lot of work left to do.
Nick, how has the week been preparing for a defense that throws a lot of things at you?
It's been great. We had a great week of prep here in Philadelphia. I'm glad, you know, looking into, you know, everyone after that last game, they were so emotional. But I think getting back to work, going through our week of preparation, will really pay off going into, you know, Minnesota, just all the responsibilities that entail when it comes to the Super Bowl, all the, you know, media will be doing everything. So it'll be good to have that foundation going in there that we can fine tune everything, get everything ready to go so we can play the best we can on Sunday.
Did you watch the Super Bowl as a kid?
I did, yeah. Watching it as a kid, you know, I'd probably in between go outside and be playing football with my friends. But, you know, growing up in Texas where football's so big, you're always watching, you know, Super Bowl's a big thing. And then it's crazy to be here right now, having the opportunity to go play.
This is a nice way to go out, right?
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. Have the fans come out here. Everyone's so excited. I know that all the Philadelphia Eagles fans across the world are excited. Can't wait.
Let's go win it. Have a great play.
Dave. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick Foles. Eagles quarterback playing such great football. Joined now by safety Rodney McLeod, who is looking fine. Now, tell me, when you put this outfit together, what were you thinking?
I was thinking, you know, I'm about to kill it. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Got to be outgoing a little bit. Got to stand out. So that's what I was thinking.
What's the week been like for you?
It's been good, man. We've been working hard, treating it like we're playing today. And so I think that's going to help us out next week. Obviously, we're excited to get on this road and get out of Minnesota. And we 1 week away from, 60 minutes away from, you know, accomplishing our ultimate goal.
What have people told you about the Super Bowl, the week of, the game, the pressure, the intensity of everything?
There's a lot of, you know, distractions. Everybody's going to be trying to grab your attention, but you got to be focused at the task at hand, and that's preparing, keeping our same regimen as much as we can, and getting ready to beat the Patriots come Sunday.
A little energy boost here, seeing all this.
Man, I love it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we've been getting all year. That's what's been driving us and driving this team. We want to bring this trophy back here for the city.
Go get him. Rodney, have a safe flight.
Appreciate it.
Rodney McLeod, Eagles safety. We are in the NovaCare Complex in the practice bubble, and we've got players, coaches.
I'm head coach Doug Peterson.
Touchdown, Eagles!
and you're listening to the Eagles Live Podcast with Dave Spadaro.
Joined now by Howie Roseman. How's the week been for you, Howie?
It's exciting. You know, the team did a great job of prepping our coaching staff like a normal week. You almost got the sense you were playing today, which was kind of fun. But, you know, we're going there for one thing, and that's to win the game.
The way that this locker room has come together, a lot of new faces. How gratifying is that, that the culture has been so outstanding?
Yeah, and that starts at the top with Jeffrey and Coach and what they've done to get guys to feel like they're Eagles right off the bat. Because that's a hard thing when you're bringing in new people and new players. And, you know, everyone's going out there bleeding green. And can't wait.
The fans, Howie, have been amazing. You feel it, don't you?
Amazing, amazing. Really, the energy in the city, and we're going out there to represent them, and can't wait to see all the fans that are out there. It's a great opportunity for all of us, but especially our fans who have been through us thick and thin. You know, the playoff game, the home playoff games, feeling that energy. The stadium was shaking. It was great. It's special.
Yeah, Howie, safe flight. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Eagles fans, Howie Roseman, thank you so much for joining us, Howie. And we've got more to get to here as the players boarding buses. The buses will then take them to the Philadelphia Airport, and of course the team will then fly out to Minneapolis. Joined now by team chairman and CEO Jeffrey Lurie. How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm great.
How's the week been for you?
Exciting, but it's we're going on a business trip. That's really what it is. It's, if you simplify this, we're going on a business trip to bring back the World Championship trophy to the best fans of any sport in America. I would say maybe around the world. There are no more passionate fans than our fans. That's how badly we want it for them.
Are your ears still ringing from the playoff games at Lincoln Financial Field
and
the depth of the noise and the fans on their feet for every second of the game? It was remarkable.
Absolutely. And you know, the fans do make a difference. Getting that number one seed is huge for Philadelphia, because in Philly, home field advantage means more than a lot of places, and it's awesome. And I think we'll be the louder fans hopefully in Minneapolis, and we know streets all over the country, around the globe, we've got a lot of fans.
Jeffrey, the way this team has overcome so much this year and dug in his second season, what does that mean to you that everything has worked so beautifully?
Well, you know, resiliency and the character, the leadership, the type of human beings we have on the roster and in the coaching staff, personnel, it's outstanding. Really outstanding. Very special. And it's why we're in the position we're in.
It's fantastic. Jeffrey, have a great trip.
Thanks.
And a great week.
Let's win.
Eagles owner, chairman, CEO Jeffrey Lurie, it's time to bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Philadelphia.
That's what we're planning to do.
All right, let's do it. Thanks, Jeffrey. And that will do it for this Eagles Live podcast on this Sunday. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. Thanks to you for joining every time we have an Eagles Live podcast. We're going to come your way, hopefully daily, from Minneapolis. That is the intention. So thanks, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day, and fly, Eagles, fly. E-A-T!